swarm and comb was very quickly contained. All those bees were killed and identification took place, and it was Asian honeybee, which is not a native bee to Australia, but exists in Cairns and was first detected over there in 2007. And an eradication was attempted but was unsuccessful. And so now those bees have become established in Cairns.
What's the concern about Asian honeybees coming to the territory?
Okay, look, Asian honeybees are a different beast to what most of us would be used to, as in the European honeybee. They're a bit more aggressive. They will, their swarms will move into places such as letterboxes. So you'll open a letterbox and they're much smaller than, say, the European honeybee. They'll also move into hollows and drive out, take the place of bird nesting spots, even possums. So they're a bit different to the European honeybee that we're used to. But the other critical thing for the Australian bee industry is that they also are a host for a mite. It's called varroa mite. And Australia is one of the last remaining countries in the world that does not have this mite. And what it does is the mite doesn't actually affect the Asian honeybee, but moves from that onto the European honeybee and actually then can actually destroy those hives. So one of the first things that we did after we identified that it was Asian honeybee was to check them for the varroa mite, and the good news was that we didn't have any.
Where was the hive situated on this travelling camper van?
There was a tarp over the whole of the structure, and under the tarp in the footwell, this swarm of bees had set up some comb. So there was a queen that was there. There was egg-laying activity that was going on, and so that's what was identified. So there was some remaining bees and the comb.
So you say remaining bees and the comb. Where's the queen?
Well, that's the big question. We are in search of a queen. So what's happened is that one of the things we do is once we've contained and killed all those bees, we actually go through all of those bees to identify whether there is a queen. Because, of course, as most people would know, without a queen, you don't have a hive. But with a queen, you've got the potential then for the establishment of, a swarm will move off with the queen and then establish a new colony. So we don't know at this point.
So there could be an Asian honeybee queen anywhere between the territory and Cairns.
Yes, that's right. And recognising that, for instance, in its transport, it did have a period of time where it was down 3 days on the ground in the east arm, awaiting final transport up to the camping show. So that's our focal point. So if there was a key opportunity for her to escape and move off with a swarm, so we're actually wanting to seek assistance from particularly people that have worked down in the east arm, if they over the next 4 to 6 weeks period. If they notice any bee activity at all, and just even single bees on flowers that might be on native vegetation or, around the businesses, anywhere at all, we would ask them to ring our 1-800 number, that's 1-800-084-881, and advise us. And then what we can do is we can send someone down and we can try to collect bees, because we just really need to know whether there's an escape swarm down there or it's occurred somewhere else.
Because bees can be quite noticeable in the territory. It's not like the eastern states or even the southern states where bees are quite a regular phenomenon in the backyard.
Yeah, that's right. It's unusual to find them. They are out there, but they're usually very... there's not a lot because the temperature and the weather conditions up here are not suited to them. So we're just saying if you see any bee activity, then let us know.
So there's a queen bee wayward somewhere. How many bee friends does she need to make a hive and really become a problem?
Not a lot. So a handful of bees could be sufficient. So it's a matter of, how that journey went for the queen, what condition she was in when they arrived, and that small swarm or that swarm that's moved off with her. It will depend on the strength of those bees as well, and how quickly they can find, a food source. So there are a number of things there that are working, let's say, against the queen. But, of course, the thing that we want to make sure to do all we can to make sure that, if she's here, we need to find her and we need to eradicate it. We need to deal with it as quickly as we can.
The Asian honeybee was only declared a notifiable pest by the Northern Territory government last week. Was that after this case?
It was in response to that. Look, Asian honeybee is something that we've had a regular monitoring program for, and so it was recognition the other day just that. So, yes, we've got this potential detection, and if we need to bring action to it, then we need to have the legal power to be able to do that. And so that's why that was done the other day.
Is it looking for a needle in a haystack trying to find this queen bee?
I think that's a fair summary. But at the same time, they are going to need to find, you know, nectar source. They are going to need to find food. So we're really going to be in the place of trying to do all we can to have a look for that.
And that bee hotline, 1-800-084-881, if anyone sees any bees active in the Darwin region.
Well, we're really looking particularly focused at the East Arm precinct, so all those businesses that are down there, certainly, because that's where we're looking for it. And there were other stop sites that we are where the truck did stop on the way across, and so we're going back through all those and doing a similar process. So it's a big effort.